yesterday at this time. We were talking a little bit about the Michigan-Wisconsin basketball aftermath. Of course, we are a broadcast affiliate of the Michigan Wolverines, and more games are coming up as the regular season is winding down before the Big Ten tournament and then March Madness and all that. NCAA, swift in its punishment. The question being asked now, was it appropriate? Was it just right? Was it not enough? Was it too much?
Yeah.
Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, you know, which porridge was best.
A lot of people have their own opinion on this, depending upon their biases.
Final five games for Juwan Howard, which takes him through the regular season. He could apparently be back for the Big Ten tournament. Yeah. And anything after that, $40,000, plus a couple of players suspended as well. Juwan Howard has issued an apology of regret and statement and things like that.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's coach got a game. And some cash. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, he didn't get any.
No game. $10,000
no.
cash.
$10,000.
And one player suspended.
Uh-huh.
For a game.
Yeah, one player suspended for a game.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking my first thought was I thought Juwan Howard actually got off pretty easy.
I did too.
And that was from the NCAA.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
I thought
they'd
come down a little bit more heavy-handed.
Yeah, I was too. I was, very surprised by that. I thought he was at least going to be gone for the year.
Rest of the season. Regular season, right. Big Ten tournament, everything like that.
Yeah, right.
I thought the fine would be more, too.
I was thinking
six figures.
Yeah.
For the money he's making. And even if he weren't paying it, if the university was picking up the tab, they could afford it.
Right, and it's about sending a message, I guess.
Exactly.
But it didn't really seem like they did that whole lot.
What was the amount? I didn't hear the amount.
$40,000. Yeah. I mean, I'm not suggesting
it's not chump change. But
still, as Pat said, sending a message.
And that goes for Wisconsin as well. I was surprised that the head coach only got $10,000, that he didn't get anything for instigating the entire incident. And also the assistant coach, who Juwan Howard hit. But still, he came in there and he decided to ramp things up as well. I was surprised that he didn't get anything. Just, I don't know. I thought the entire thing was kind of weak and kind of a joke.
I'm wondering, now if I'm understanding from Michigan's perspective, a release from Michigan, if I'm reading it right here, says all parties will meet to make a final decision on Howard's reinstatement before any postseason participation.
Right. Now, that's Michigan's prerogative, right?
Yeah. I'm guessing Michigan's going to say you're not participating in the Big Ten tournament.
That could be.
I would.
That could be.
And for Juwan Howard's part, I would, for his statement of regret and apology, which sounded sincere, was well-crafted, okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you could have done even more for yourself by saying, you know what, I'm going to take this punishment. I'm also going to sit out even longer than that and maybe take some anger management classes, which I thought actually the NCAA was going to tell him to do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, because, again, he has instances of where his temper has...
flares.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Right.
And he could have maybe done himself a world of better public relations by even offering to do even more.
Well, and it also didn't help Juwan that he didn't really give any apology or appear remorseful during the post-game press conference.
No, it took him a day after. And then after the NCAA...
He saw the flak that was flying around.
I think Michigan officials, they got with him in a closed room and told him, no. This is not going to fly.
You want to keep your job.
Yeah. You have to do something a bit more than just that. So
if he's going to keep it, okay. But, I just...
I'm with you. I thought everything was lighter than I was expecting. I thought they were just... I wasn't expecting a firing or anything like that, but I was expecting the NCAA to say, all right, that's it. You're not coming back for the rest of the year. Although that is in Michigan's prerogative now to say, hey, we're not going to let you come back till next year. That could happen. And, you know, Michigan might only have six games left anyway. If they have five more regular season games. They play Rutgers, who's very good, and they're going to be without two of their better players and also no Juwan Howard. So it's going to be tough for them.
And then they close out the week with games, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday next week?
Yeah.
That's not an easy
one. One of them against Michigan State.
Yeah.
So, right.
Yeah. They might as well just let him be gone the rest of the year because it's not going to make a difference in their standing this year.
No.
And if they do any kind of postseason beyond the Big Ten tournament, probably NIT. I'm sure the NIT would love him just because Michigan's a big name.
Yep.
You know, but still, you know, let him sit it out. Let him learn his lesson, hopefully, and make it look a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know, be proactive in suggesting that we want to send more of a message to Michigan coach Juwan Howard. And frankly, it could be for other Michigan personnel as well.
Right, right. And yeah, you know what? Coaches in other sports, everything, you know, it could be. And it's just, it would show everybody that Michigan indeed lives up to its name, that they are the leaders and the best, right? That they set the example. I don't know, though. I don't know. I'm saying it's 50-50 that they do suspend him, or that they, yeah, that they suspend him for the rest of the year. Yeah. I think it's 50-50. We'll have to hear. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there'll be more.
You think so? Okay.
I do. I think that, right. I think Michigan itself will act more.
All right.
They were just waiting for the NCAA to act first.
True.
Because they probably trump anything that Michigan does anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Well, stay tuned, fans. And again, as our affiliation happens with the Michigan basketball broadcast, so we have an interest in how this is all playing out. Yeah.
Oh, and in the next sports report I have coming up at, the longer sports report I have coming up at 7:15, I will give you Tom Izzo's take, Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo's take on what happened, because everybody had a take.
Well,
it's obvious that he would be asked for something.
Yeah, of course he would.
You're going to go to Michigan State rival and say, Tom, what do you think?
That's right.
I'm sure his comments were couched, shall we say.
Yeah, you'll hear it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, measured.
Yes.
We will listen for that coming up.